recording. Thank you, Jesus, for it. So we're doing an impromptu healing meal today for all the lovers of Jesus out there. Looks like we might have a couple while the rest prefer Satan, but that's okay. You know, our warfare, it's not against the non-believers. The non-believers are good people. They just haven't met Jesus yet. The warfare is against the Christian who expects you to pay for your sins, who wants you murdered and dead and thinks that you have to work your way into heaven, right? They hate you. They hate the anointing. So if you move in any type of freedom or grace, that seed's going to come against you to take you out. They don't want you to prosper. They don't want unity. And they don't want you to do anything to help the community. I'm telling you right now, that's the seed that you're dealing with here. It's Satan masquerading as a Christian, right? He comes to you in an angel of light. And how will you know them? By their what? By their works. No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says you'll know them by their what? Their fruit, right? Their fruit is how you'll know them. Love, peace, gentleness, kindness. Not hate, murder, envy, jealousy, gossip, and betrayal, and all that other type of, you know, delicious fruit out of Satan's kingdom. I'm telling you guys, the religious Christian is the most evil demon in hell. That's what you're dealing with here. They want you murdered. That's okay, because we've got the anointing in full measure. And the anointing always wins. You can read the Bible if you ever do, and you'll see that the anointing always succeeds. The anointing always wins, and we have the anointing, therefore we win. That's a bit of philosophy for you. Did you know that? Did you know that? That's true. It's a premise and a premise and an answer. The religious seed is a demonic spirit that wants to see the people of God, or just humanity in general, dead. They want you starving, they want you poor, they want you suffering, they want you in shame, they want you striving and slaving away to get to heaven. They want you hating each other, fighting against each other, division. That's the religious seed. And that same religious seed is not just everyone says, oh, Islam, oh, every other religion. They're generally nice people. The evil is that we're dealing with is in Christianity. That evil, vicious, violent Christian religious seed that wants to murder the anointing, right? That's the ones, the people that knew the Father, the people that knew Yahweh. They knew him as the Lord. They knew Yahweh. They had the Bible. They knew what God's like. And what did they do? They wanted people dead and murdered. They murdered the anointing and they put him on the cross. First day of ministry, he walks into the synagogues and he says, here, all this Isaiah script is fulfilled in your hearing. And as soon as he left the synagogue, they walked him to the mountain ready to throw him off the cliff. Right? They wanted him dead day one because he preached and he said who he was. So this is the thing. The anointing will make you know who you are. You'll walk in confidence and power and authority, and you'll bring the kingdom wherever you come. And when you bring the kingdom, people hate you. They will persecute you. They will lie about you. They will cheat. They will do all types of stuff. They never win. I've seen it a billion times. They lose every single time. They end up in hospital, sick, or dead in a grave. That's what happens to the people that come against the anointing. This is the end of the end days, the end of the end times. This is the coming of the kingdom here on the earth, and we're bringing it through our bodies. And you can't do anything about it. We won't die. This generation doesn't die. This generation brings the kingdom, and we take out Satan and his angels once and for all out of the heavenlies. We pull down powers and principalities that see themselves up in heavenly places that think they're the highest of the kingdom, and we bring the kingdom upon those powers, and we bring them to nothing. And they have no say, they have no power over the people in those cities where you are. You'll be a city on a hill. Your city will be a refuge city where people will come to hide under your wings. Your wings, your anointing is the healing for the nations. It will unite and it will heal. But they will hate you because you're not playing their games. You won't come to the party. You're not going to yield to their games and to their witchcraft and all their witchcraft prayers and all their fake Christianity, false anointing, bullcrap, counterfeit stuff. You're the real deal. You bring the kingdom. Nothing's going to sway you, right? And they hate that and they will conspire against you. But the Lord, in all his wisdom, shows you, reveals to you, makes you known who is who. The false are always revealed by your light. That's why they hate you, because you expose their wickedness and their evil and their sin and their darkness, and it frustrates them because they can't shut you down. They can't shut you down because it's God coming through you. What are they going to do? Cut your head off? Right? No. Christians are too scared to do anything like that. They just go behind and conspire. Right? They're wicked in their thoughts. That's why he says, you know, your thoughts. Cast down your thoughts, take captive your thoughts and bring them into obedience or submission to the mind of Christ. And what's the mind of Christ? Love, right? And you bring it into submission to the mind of Christ. But everything happens up here. And this is where the Christians come against the anointing. It's constant. It's constant. And your work, see, you don't work your way into heaven. You're not doing anything for God. You can't do anything for God. Every time you think you're doing something for God, you've just come out of righteousness, or you've fallen from grace. Because you think that by whatever you're doing is helping God out. He doesn't need your help. He's done it. Now we partner with the anointing. He pours through us. And as a result of our obedience and our submission to his heart and his spirit, we do what he tells us to do. We're not doing it out of our own will. We don't do it because we want it. We don't do it because we're going to get any accolades for it. We just do what he tells us to do by faith, right? And we don't even know the result. We don't even know what's going to happen with it. You know, we don't even know. People want plans and scripts and programs, and they want it all written down to have it all perfectly sure so they know what's going to happen. We don't get any of that. There's no itineraries. There's none of it with God, with faith. You just walk it out. And every day it just happens and it unveils and it's revealed. And the more faith that you have, the bigger and greater work that is done through your body, through your life. But you bring the glory. You're bringing the light, the glory that actually exposes everything in people's hearts. And that's why they hate you, because they don't like, and then they call you the devil. They call you the wicked one. Right? Because everything inside of their heart's revealed and it comes up and they're like, who's put all this devil witchcraft on me? And it's like, no, that's inside of you, mate. That's what's coming out of your own heart. Yeah? That's not us. That's you. Get it out of your heart and let the light be filled inside of your heart and yield to the light and stop yielding to the wickedness, and you'll be completely set free and you'll be part of the army and not against the army, because you're one or the other. There's only two. You're either on one team or the other. There's no two, but the division in the body of Christ is like they all want to play religion. Oh, I'm sorry.